The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, michiganmediates.org.
Pork producers continue to push for a Prop 12 fix. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Pork producers all across the U.S. continue to push lawmakers on Capitol Hill to pass a legislative fix for California's Prop 12.
We want one law from the federal government that says you can't have a regulation or a law within a state that regulates outside of their borders when it comes to how we raise our pigs.
That's Jackie Bowman Ponder, who serves on the board of directors for the National Pork Producers Council. California's Prop 12 prohibits the sale of uncooked whole pork meat not produced under the law's arbitrary and costly housing dimensions.
So we don't want people in California telling Indiana farmers how to raise their pigs. They can regulate what happens within their borders, but not outside of their borders. And so that is what we're looking for in a fix to Prop 12.
So where does that legislative fix stand at this moment?
There is a Prop 12 fix in a farm bill that was put forth by the House Ag Committee last year. We've been told that they expect to have a markup of the farm bill to go to the House at the end of February. Speaker Johnson has said he's committed to having it go to the floor for a vote, and there would be a fix to the patchwork regulation in that farm bill.
Ponder encourages pork producers and members of the ag industry to contact their lawmakers in Washington, D.C., and tell them to support the fix for Prop 12 in the farm bill. Meanwhile, reports say the Republicans on the House Ag Committee want to get a floor vote on the farm bill before the Easter recess.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Bancroft, President and CEO of AgroLiquid in St. John's, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Clearing happening over the state of Michigan in some spots today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. We started things off this morning with still some west and northwest winds coming across the state, triggering a little bit of lake effect in northern tier counties of lower Michigan and across the UP, but that's going to be dissipating through the day today. I think we actually end up with partly sunny skies this afternoon. It's still cold. Don't get me wrong, we're not seeing huge changes, but we are going to be seeing better sunshine potential as high pressure dominates the landscape. I think we put this together for tomorrow as well, partly to mostly sunny skies in all areas. And then we get into Thursday, we've got a little clipper system that wants to rotate through, gives us a quick spat of snow coating to an inch over almost all of Michigan. That funnels into a secondary wave that hits Friday. Better chances of snow there, 1 to 2 inches, especially central and northern parts of lower Michigan. It's out of here by Friday overnight, and the weekend at this point looks breezy, so lake effect is still being talked about, but I don't think we see significant coverage on precipitation. High pressure nearby helps with that. Better sunshine, especially Sunday afternoon. Going into next week, Monday, Tuesday, we are partly sunny and dry. Monday still chilly, Tuesday warmer. Big surge in temperatures then through the rest of next week. I can't say that they park and stay here, but I do think we have multiple chances to warm up and cool down over the following then 10 days to 2 weeks. We're going to be getting closer to normal temperatures this time of year, culminating with potentially some big batches of rain Tuesday the 17th. I'm Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today. We'll be right back.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report. Eric Pfeiffer joins us now, along with market analyst John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
John, on Monday, lower numbers across the grain complex, corn, soybeans, and wheat, facing some headwinds. What was the biggest headwind here to start the week?
Well, we actually saw the metals jump up last night out of the gate, but the grains and soybeans were down, so there was no connection there. And, you know, really, it's hard to find any connection in the past of any significance between the two. But as hard as that sell-off was on Friday in gold and silver, I think that helped pull down the grains just a little bit. Today, we've seen a sharp pullback in the energy markets, so that has a little bit more direct impact. We've got gasoline down a dime. We have crude down $3.30. We have diesel down 18 cents. So that's not particularly good for either ethanol or biodiesel. So that's had some impact as well. So just nothing overly bullish from a fundamental standpoint directly in regard to soybeans and corn. So you know, here we are sliding backward. We did manage to bounce nicely off the lows, and so it could have been worse. We'll go with that.
John, you talk about crude oil being off over $3. Can you talk about what's leading to that right now?
I think the biggest reason for that is looks like we're going to get into some talks with Iran versus seeing some military conflict. So that's certainly backed that market down, and a good portion of the recent run-up was connected to that.
Market analyst John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. Settlements from Monday, March corn down 2.5 cents at 425.75. May corn 2.25 lower at 433.5. March beans dropping 4 cents at 1060.25. May beans 4.5 lower at 1072.5. And March wheat falling 10.25 to 527.75. In the livestock markets Monday, February live cattle climbing $2.32 to close at $2.3817. February lean hogs up 50 cents at $87.75. Check out our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.